Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fun day fact, this song was playing when I hit puberty.
The minute? The second?
This song. I was in seventh grade.
Is this the song that set it all off?
Yes. I was in seventh grade. I was sitting in the stands waiting to go to basketball practice. And the senior girls' dance team were rehearsing to this song.
Okay.
And so I'm 13. Gotcha. And suddenly there are 18-year-old girls dancing. And I was like, I feel so weird. Never realized I love sticks so much. Yeah. I'm sure this will pass. I'm sure I won't feel like this for the next 50 years.
Yeah. As a Steelers fan, I thank you for Renegade.
You're welcome.
A little while ago. Yeah.
You're welcome. That's Janelle. She's with us every Thursday, except for next Thursday, because we are moving her to the next day. She will be out live with us Friday from the Hardee's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive, as will a number of celebrity guests. So we hope you guys will come out there and get some great Hardee's food and make a donation. Adriana has evidently made magnet versions of Rachel's original turd baby, Gingerbread Man.
Nice.
And so we'll be selling those. I have 100 new DGS beanies. We'll be selling those as well. So hopefully you can get out there. I think my kids might stop by.
Wow.
That should be a lot of fun. This just kind of made me giggle. Before we get into the entertainment stuff that Janelle does, some guy posted this on TikTok, things that have peaked. I thought that was kind of like, oh, interesting. And here are his. Cold plunges, Pilates, Austin, Texas, creatine, matcha, Lululemon work pants, motorcycles, crumble cookies, Dubai chocolate, and Travis Kelce.
I'm sorry, what is this a list of?
Things that have peaked.
Oh.
So now they're at the downside?
Now they're on the downside.
Mm. Interesting.
He also had protein on there, but I didn't want to say that in front of you and Janelle.
Oh,
creatine, man. That's wrong.
And no, creatine is life.
It's fantastic.
And matcha should have never been a trend in the first place. We went crazy with that. Matcha's never going to actually go out of style.
That's I think silly. It's peaked.
Hmm.
Writing silly lists.
Yeah, get out of here.
Out of here, listicle.
We think you're dumb. Yeah,
listicles are lazy too,
stupid.
Man. I don't have an idea. I'm just going to list some stuff.
Okay. That went well.
Yeah, that touched
don't you come for my creatine.
Man.
So what are we seeing? What have we seen?
Well, we're getting towards the end of the year. Now, I have seen everything except for one movie. I only have one more screening from here until January, which is crazy. I think it's the Neil Diamond movie with Hugh Jackman. But today we're going to talk about Marty Supreme, since Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong is in the news a lot.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who loves the all-orange outfit that he was wearing on the red carpet with Kylie Jenner? Did you guys see this?
And it doesn't bother me because there's a part in the movie where he's about to sell orange ping pong balls because he's making a case that you can't see white. There has to wear white shirts and then you can't see the white. And so he complains. So he has somebody make orange ones for it. So it's like, I get why he's wearing orange. And everybody was just like, But like somebody had made the comment that the reason he's starting to fall out of favor is because he has been talking very highly of himself, which I actually don't have a problem with. But they say he has a sports mentality in an actor's in film or like towards his craft. And so that's the reason he's kind of being crapped on.
But like, what kind of smack is he talking?
He doesn't. He just came out and said, I've put out about 6 to 8 really good performances and I don't want people to take those for granted. And everybody's like,
I mean, like, is that a lie?
Like, No, it's not.
Right. Like, that's the thing. And I was a slow, I was slow on the acceptance of Timothy Chalamet. Like, I didn't just love him right out the gate like so many people did.
Sure.
I really think he is the finest actor of that generation. He does an incredible job and I like adore him now. Like, I will see any movie he does at this point.
He's killing himself for these performances. Like, he came out and said that he had wore contacts that messed up his vision so he could wear prescriptive glasses for this role as Marty in this movie. I mean, the kid is killing himself for his, I mean,
okay, let me say this. That's stupid.
It is.
That's a little too Johnny Tryhard.
Glasses.
It is, but it's like whatever it does, it works for him. I can't go in there and tell Timothy, who's one of the again, like she said, one of the finest actors we've got right now, and be like, do it different. I don't have to do it. He's not asking me to do it. He's not telling other actors this is the way to go about it. He's saying, this is what I do. I have put out some, and everybody's like, to just blatantly campaign for yourself for an Oscar is a little weird. I don't think so. I mean, why wait for somebody else to talk about your worth when, I mean, that's things people are uncomfortable with, though. Like, everybody thinks that I should be giving you your worth instead of me just inherently having it myself. So that's a whole other discussion. But the movie is fantastic. He really does do a great job in this movie. He's fun to watch. It is a black comedy, dark comedy. It's one of the Safdie brothers, who the brothers together, I think it's Ben and Josh Safdie, who did Uncut Gems together. Well, they broke apart this year and Ben put out The Smashing Machine with The Rock and Josh put out Marty Supreme with Timmy Shell. And it's pretty clear who probably might have the talent as far as direction and screenwriting go.
Did you see Smashing Machine?
I did, yeah.
Did it just not connect, or was it just not a good movie?
I think it was a fine movie. Unfortunately, because of the topics he dealt with in his past, the movie dealt with all of it in a very sanitized way. He was a drug abuser and violent sometimes, and they just kind of glossed over some of those things. I'm not saying that it needed to get down and dirty and gritty, but if you want me to believe you're going through a plight and some angst, then you got to show it. It didn't really, it just very skimmed the surface of this gentleman's, I can't remember the wrestler's name, I apologize, or the UFC fighter, I can't remember what his name was, but it really skimmed the surface. This is a very, very sanitized view of it. And so I don't feel like because it wasn't willing to go there, that you just kind of felt like, am I watching like a Disney version of this guy's life or what? But yeah, no, again, Marty Supreme is the superior film.
What did you make of the Quentin Tarantino,
Paul Dano
and Matthew Lillard?
Quentin Tarantino has been saying a lot of dumb things lately. I don't understand it. I have my beliefs on maybe why he said that, and I don't want to speak on like his mental state. But it's, again, it's taking shots at somebody who didn't. Why? Like, why bring up these people who in no way did they invoke your name and call you a crappy director? You just out of the blue decided to just shoot at these guys for no reason. And they're some of the quiet, I mean, like, they're some of the most unproblematic, quietest guys out in Hollywood, and Quentin Tarantino just decides to...
Well, also, like, maybe he just has it in for Paul Dano, but I've seen There Will Be Blood probably 3 times.
Sure.
And as good as Daniel Day-Lewis is,
right,
and he's a juggernaut,
right,
to me, what makes the film so off-putting in a great way,
right,
is Paul Dano.
Of course.
Like, he's weak. He's weak sauce. It makes me think Quentin didn't get the film. Of course he is, because that was what the character
was.
That's
what it called for. Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Yes. It's Paul. I haven't seen Paul Dano put out any kind of bad acting. It's kind of like some of these guys are just getting older, and I don't know if they're just losing control of their ability to just keep some things inside their head. But it was uncalled for. It wasn't needed. It was nice to see a lot of people rally around Paul Dano's other actors and actresses saying, like, never had a problem with this guy. I think he's one of the finest actors of our time. And everybody kind of just, you know, not agree with him and not fall in line with what he had said.
Man, I had a question for you guys, entertainment related. And before I say this, let me say, yes, I understand that I control all of this. But what I was going to say is I'm really into the Apple TV series Pluribus.
Okay.
Anyone else watching it?
Yes.
Kev, you are?
I haven't gotten much further into it, but yeah.
I really like it. It's very thought-provoking. Could be this, it could be that. And I started consuming TikToks where people are like, I think what's going on, or the hive mind is this and this. And then it turned on me where I'm like, you guys are ruining this for me. And I know that I don't have to consume it.
Sure.
I can just go, nope, 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 nope,
right,
nope. But it's sort of like every club I join, I end up not wanting to be there. Like back when I was writing, and look, I know the common denominator in this whole thing is me.
Sure.
So when I was riding motorcycles, I went on a few rides with motorcycle clubs. Oh my God, terrible. And like, if I went to a Bigfoot convention, I don't think I'd fit in. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And now with Pluribus, it's like, really? So I don't know.
It's because you're just that middle ground. You just can't pick a side.
Squishy.
You're very squishy in
very
the middle.
Squishy.
Yeah, so like, what are you going to do about
it? What are you going to do about it? You're
like,
just going to bitch about it?
Right.
You need to get more extreme,
that's
Dave.
Right. You need to like extreme in all levels of everything that you consume, watch, eat, everything. You need to just be, everything needs to be dialed to
I think
11.
That's kind of my point is I'm into things that people tend to get extreme about, and right, I'm not.
Right.
Or maybe that's everything. Maybe like Andrew's card games is the same kind of way. Maybe wheels with baseball. Maybe you've met someone who's a little too into baseball for you. I don't know.
Do you think that, like,
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Yeah. Do you think that if you were, so things that you're really, I don't want to say extreme about, but things that you maybe are more like, you know, like Rush and drums and stuff like, if do you think if you were to consume that media and find people that were, that would turn you off too about those subjects?
Yeah, I do.
Really? Okay. Well, then that's.
It's a Dave issue. It's a Dave issue.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's an issue. I think that you just kind of know where your boundary line is.
Yeah, it's like I always use the analogy: like you think you like the Dave Matthews Band until you meet your friend who loves
sure
the Dave Matthews Band, and then you're
and
like,
but
oh,
it's okay to not be that. I mean, like you don't have to be, you know, at, like I said, you don't have to be at a 10 and 11 on subjects just because you enjoy them. You can just casually enjoy something.
Last week when you were on, you said you saw something, but you were embargoed. Do you remember what that was?
It's still Avatar, and I can't
still
until yeah,
embargoed.
Until,
okay,
until December 16th. But we have stuff that's, there was, I did watch a documentary called Predators with the Chris Hansen, and it talks of kind of covers the history of Chris Hansen and To Catch a Predator. And it's pretty interesting.
Did he get in trouble in the end? My memory is he got caught for doing something bad.
No, but they do certainly, the guy who made the documentary certainly does take a stand as far as kind of wanting to call Chris Hansen out because there were some problematic things that happened due to the show and him doing this. But overall, it's a pretty good documentary. I would love to hear people's opinions on it. Some people loved it, some people didn't. But yeah, I think it's worth catching. And F1 is coming out on Apple TV.
Cool.
Roof Man is out, I think, on Paramount Plus. Spinal Tap 2. Did you even know that was a movie?
I did. I keep seeing it. It's sort of, there's so many things from my childhood I talk about that I didn't feel smart enough.
Sure.
And Spinal Tap is one of those things. Like, that wasn't my brand of humor.
Right.
I saw it
too young.
I
wonder if you watch it now.
I bet I'd love it.
Yeah. And then Wake Up Dead Man is tomorrow on Netflix.
Okay.
So your Knives Out movie.
Let's give a shout out to Joel. He was having a conversation online with Rage here. Joel owns Verona Coffee in Collinsville. You know, we need to start like a fight club for DGS. Ooh. Where you could go into Verona Coffee and say, hey, I'm from DGS. They're like, here's a muffin. Here's 10% off. Like, we have enough people out there that own businesses. We could get the DGS Army to go, you know, give them trade. We should look into that.
How to read. Who needs stupid books? They are for petty crooks. And I will learn by studying the lessons in my dreams. So turn off the
TV. Matt, DGS 322. Do you know, were you listening yesterday when Dave Murray's wife fell?
I did. And I did.
So we don't know much more than you. Dave will join us regular time in about 15 minutes and let us know what happened yesterday live on the air, how Janice is doing. I see that Mitch is back on the stream. Mitch, we figured you got a girlfriend and left Mizzou. Maybe he felt a tremor in the force with Dave and he's back. So, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy yesterday. So, Andrew, your wife is a fan of Joel's coffee shop?
Yeah, I didn't recognize it by name, but when I went and looked it up. It's a great little place.
Ah, very cool.
They have specialty drinks like a lot of, you know, coffee shops have, and she likes to get the specialty drinks.
There you go.
I remember one of them she had once had honey in it, and she was a big fan.
Rachel, want to do Razor's Edge?
I would love to do Razor's Edge. I have a list here from Cosmopolitan. Remember that?
Sure, Cosmo?
They did a list of stores from the 90s that aren't around anymore. I just thought it would be kind of fun to take a little trip down memory lane.
Okay.
Number one, this is a pretty obvious one, but Blockbuster. There's only one remaining store on the earth, and it's in Oregon. It's basically a tourist attraction these days. But the thing about Blockbuster is I can smell Blockbuster now. You know, there was such a distinct smell. And then you get to the register, and that's where they would usually have buttered popcorn, too. So...
I've said this before, but everyone my age, everyone who is of Blockbuster age, remembers the magic of knowing they're not going to have that first run movie. And then you get there and you're like, you don't have the Fugitive, do you? They're like, we have one ready. And you're like, oh my God, please be kind. Rewind.
Sports Authority. I forgot about this place.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one back in the day.
Let's see. The Art of Shaving. I've heard of this. I've never seen it in person. I'm assuming it's like a fancy shaving store. Number five on the list, Radio Shack. Used to be in every neighborhood in America, and it was the go-to place. Oh, my goodness. Filed for bankruptcy in 2017, and things have never been the same. RIP to
It's about the time
Shack.
You left.
No.
Okay.
I was working on this show in 2017. Sam Goody, kind of in the same vein as Radio Shack a little bit. I barely remember Sam Goody, but they used to have one at Alton Square Mall. And
I just remember
like, you know, racks and racks of CDs and stuff. And that was the cool store.
Speaking of not feeling cool enough, did you guys ever go to Peaches?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, man. Peaches was like the KC 95 place. It's like, you know, like people who are really into music, and it was way above my pay grade.
That's like vintage vinyl. To me, I'm like, I'm just not cool enough to go in there, so I'm not even going to try.
Anytime I'm in vintage vinyl, I swear, I am ashamed of this, but I will buy a cover item to show that I'm cool. Like, I just need the Beatles White Album, but like, give me something from Miles Davis, you know, like, I'll never listen to this, but.
Janelle, do you remember the store Wet Seal?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that one's completely gone these days, too. But, man, Wet Seal just had basically, like, trendy, kind of cheapy clothes. Yeah. And then they would have these huge sales where you could get stuff for, like, nothing.
Yeah, swimming suits were big.
Zany Brainy? I don't remember this.
Kids like, store. Kids games and puzzles.
Yeah, kids stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like a learning-based.
It was a disappointment is what it was.
Yeah, every kid went in there like, I gotta learn.
It was a trap.
Yeah. looks like toys, but you got to learn.
This one's called Mathnasium, Nick.
Okay, here's a couple that we had these in Alton Square Mall. I'm not sure if we had a B. Dalton, but I know I've been in a B. Dalton before.
B. Dalton booksellers.
We had a Walden Books.
That's next on the list. And then Borders is after that. Mm. I don't know if we had a Borders in Alton.
We didn't. We had a Borders in Edwardsville.
Okay, so then I think we did have a B. Dalton.
We had a Walden Books for sure.
100%.
Did we also have a B. Dalton in the mall?
Say every mall had at least one, if not both of those.
You know what? I think she's right. I think there was both of them, and then I think B. Dalton's went first.
Yes.
There's still one in West County Mall.
It's Barnes & Noble.
It's Barnes & Noble?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the final one I'll bring up, because we're out of time, Circuit City. Man, we would go to Circuit City with my dad, and it was like kind of fun, but I was always just wishing we were at Best Buy.
It was the dustier version. It was the Burger King of technology.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now. I'm moving out to Cherokee.
Guys, DGS 334 from the Saliga Heating Cooling Desk. Dave Murray is back with us.
Let's try this again.
Is Janice secured?
Yes.
Okay.
She's out sitting out in the backyard.
So walk us through. That was the single weirdest moment in 25 years.
It was, as I said to Rachel later on in the day, I said, "Well, you never know what's going to happen on live radio."
No, you really don't.
Yeah, she slipped on the stairs, but she's okay. But she actually, what was happening was that I was right after the broadcast, I was going to take her down to a nail salon for a manicure and pedicure, and she just caught the last step of our stairs, and bang, nothing broken. nothing hurt other than some great screams on radio.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't be laughing. So, you know what? We're all on track. We're doing surgery tomorrow to fix that elbow, left elbow.
Okay.
So other than that, I tell you, my phone just blew up.
Oh, I bet.
I bet.
Freaking blew up.
Yours and mine, too. Did she hear it? Like, have you gone back and listened to it?
No, we have not. I don't think she wants to.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to either.
So that's never a dull moment.
Nope. Well, that's good. I'm glad she didn't hit that elbow again.
Man.
Oh. Well, you know what? My feeling is if she hit her elbow, it's a lot.
Yeah, we're fixing it tomorrow.
Better today than you know,
just don't hit the other one.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, so glad that she's doing okay. Yes. And we'll be thinking about you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Hopefully you've got it out of the system for 2025. Let's just
Yeah, there's been so many really good things in 2025, but starting to wind this year down. Just kind of making up for some of those good things.
Do you once all this is over with, maybe early next year, you think Janice would ever join us on the stream?
Oh, absolutely. She actually asked, you know, should I come on today?
Oh, I would love that. Okay. Go grab her.
Go grab her. Now, what are we talking about?
Oh, she's hurt, Dave.
That doesn't matter to a Murray.
That's right.
That's right. I remember about the stories about his dad. Yes. Yeah. So yeah.
That is.
Well.
That is secondary. So how are we looking for the weekend, Dave?
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. I think I kind of mentioned that yesterday, but nothing's really changed. So we're same book. We do have a little band. It's a bit of a cold front. It's not a serious cold front coming through right now. So there are these little bands of light snow and flurries that will be around from now until about 10 o'clock tonight. I'm not anticipating really any accumulation, maybe a dusting on the grass, but it shouldn't cause any problems other than maybe a dropping of visibility, and especially in Illinois as we go through the next couple of hours. And that's in effect. That's going on right now. Tomorrow's a quiet day, partly to mostly cloudy, 39. I'm going to go through the forecast, then I'm going to kind of backtrack a little bit. Cold on Friday night, 21. Now, Saturday, we are ahead of a big-time Arctic cold front. So we're 28 degrees on Saturday, which so far doesn't sound that bad because we are ahead of that front. But it's cloudy on Saturday. There will be light snow and snow flurries around. Right now, I'm thinking an inch or less accumulation. And again, 28 degrees. The motherlode of cold from the North Pole, thanks Santa, opens up fairly quickly Saturday evening. Saturday night is partly cloudy and cold, 4 for the overnight low. The record's -2 from 1901, so I think that's safe, but it's going to be cold. Sunday is sunny and bitterly cold. The high Sunday is only 14 degrees. 13 is the coldest record high on Sunday. So we have a shot at that. Then 8 degrees on Sunday night, warmer almost all of next week. In fact, by Wednesday, I think we are about 50 plus degrees come Wednesday. Yeehaw. Now, wind chills over the weekend. Not that it's going to be overly windy, but with a temperature of 4 degrees and 14, wind chills will be about -10 over the weekend, especially late night, first thing in the morning. This cold air is direct from the North Pole. It's blowing over a very large area of snow cover. That's why this is so cold. However, after this weekend, especially Saturday night, Sunday night, warmer air comes in here. No heat wave, but better. I think we climb barely into the 40s on Monday and again near in the 50s come Wednesday. As far as the Arctic cold, I think it's stuck now. Once this gets released, it's going to have to take quite a while to rebuild because this is really just an outpouring of this cold air. So nothing in the way of really Arctic cold air through Christmas right now. However, from Christmas into the new year, it does look like another cold air mass will be taking over. And what always tends to happen when you have a warm-up and then another shot of cold air coming in, that tends to develop some southwest storms. So again, we have to be very careful of that going through the Christmas holidays. Still, you know, counting on that white Christmas.
You know my thing where I'm supposed to open windows during a tornado?
Yep.
Another big one with Jack and Francis, which I think is probably true, is when it gets that cold, you open your cabinets so that the pipes are exposed to more heat from your house, and you drizzle a little bit of water going down the drain so the pipes don't freeze.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's still very true.
Okay.
But we're not, this is not like 1989 December cold, which is we had a overnight low of minus 16 and a high of, I think there was one day we had a high of zero. And that was it. That in 89, it was up until Christmas, it was brutally cold. And then it broke on Christmas and we jumped into the 60s and the 70s. And that was it for winter. Wow. That was it. I don't think that's happening this particular winter, but just shows you what could happen.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, we're going to start out with horrible news. 75% of U.S. houses are unaffordable for the middle class. This is according to a new analysis of data from Realtor.com. Bankrate did this analysis. So the typical American household needs to make at least $33,000 more annually to be able to afford a median-priced house. So that median-priced house is being sold at about $435,000.
Wow.
But the average household in the U.S. only earns $80,000. So, yeah, in order to afford that, you're going to need to make $113,000 to make the payments on a house at that price.
If there was, I don't mean this conspiratorially, because I think the government all the way back has been sort of aiming things. You know, they support this, they outlaw that. And I think that back in like the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, there's a big push for the American dream. Dave, you remember this, you know, home ownership and, you know, chicken in every pot. It seems like we've lost that thread somehow. Maybe just we took our eye off the ball, or the government stopped doing what it was doing to try to promote that, or forces that were unforeseen. But doesn't it feel like we're kind of losing that momentum generationally?
Yeah, I think you see that in people renting now. The rental numbers are very high.
Yes.
And that's for homes.
And the rental apartments prices are very high.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, well, apparently nobody cared to make their children's and grandchildren's lives better than their own, which used to be the whole idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody used to be, I want this to be a better economy or a better world or better for my kids than it was for me. Well, we're not setting that up. We're not. There's just no other question about it. Like we have chosen not to pursue paths that would allow these things to be more normal. Like if the cost of living goes up at a greater percentage than average income over a 35 year period, this is what happens.
Well, and then there's also the issue of these corporations buying up real estate in the U.S. and taking these homes off the market providing us with less opportunity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not good. It's not a good situation. Elon Musk has admitted that Doge was a disappointment. When asked during an interview on the Katie Miller podcast this week if he would ever do Doge again, Musk said, I mean, no, I don't think so. I think instead of doing Doge, I would have basically built, you know, worked on my companies, essentially. And he also later in the interview brought up the fact that they wouldn't have been setting Teslas on fire if I would have never done this. Not saying like that was something, not saying like, oh, he deserved that. But he sees like that there's a direct line drawn from Doge to that. And at one point he lost an estimated $16 billion in one day through Tesla because of the turmoil.
Hindsight is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of us have common sense that doesn't put us in positions where like, I'm going to step away from my businesses and do nothing productive. Like, what did we benefit from with Doge?
Nothing.
How did the country get better?
He says the one
colossal waste of our time.
The one thing he's proud of is he was able to shut down some of those zombie payments, like payments going out to people who had passed away, payments going out to people who, you know, it wasn't supposed to go out to them. And that is nice, but it wasn't a fraction of what was promised.
No.
So
I'm not even sure that it was recouping the costs of running Doge. Mm-mm. Which again, I don't want zombies getting checks. I think we can all agree with that. But why do we need to open our information to the richest man in the world to do this, as opposed to just hiring really smart people who don't have, I don't know, a vested interest in our money.
Yeah, and I hate that it really just comes down to him going, oopsie, and just going about his life where everything is wrecked.
Welp.
Right. Oops, won't
that's
do
fine
that again.
You notice, though, this is the trend, right?
Yeah.
Like, business owners, I mean, like, these big, like, and this is Donald Trump thing, too, is, like, when you run a business, you can do that because it's your business.
Right.
The government is not your company.
No, it's not supposed to make a profit.
It's not a company. It's just a thing to get services done for the people that live there. And unfortunately, when you have people who are going to look at it, and it's a lot of people that have been appointed, and this was true, by the way, in previous cabinets, not just of this presidency. That was the big thing for the W. Bush, right? It's the CEO administration. Okay. But we're not a company. We're not a for-profit entity. We should be figuring out how to make things better for the 345 million people that live in the country and not just pet projects for people that have interests.
So I'm especially not smart about macro things like that, economics and such. But I knew, like, if someone would have said, you can bet for or against Doge, I would have put 75% of my nest egg against Doge. That eventually this is going to come out, and it should have been called douche, right? Like, didn't you guys feel the same way? Like, didn't you just see it and go, this is not going to end well?
Yes. I think almost everybody that wasn't a sycophant saw it.
Well, and the thing is that, so they claimed savings on a lot of things, but some of those savings were the elimination of jobs, which then had a negative impact.
Yeah. There were also elimination of contracts that were already coming to an end.
Yeah, but like the point here is that it actually probably did more damage than good.
Sure. For sure.
You actually did more damage than what you recovered by going through the steps, which is why it shouldn't be somebody's CEO doing it. It should be people with really broad public policy experience.
But Kevin, you heard him. He said, oopsie.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did he say he was sorry?
No.
No, he just said oopsie.
He just said oopsie.
He says he wished he would have just kept focusing on his
company. He is the most punchable person on earth.
Oh, so punchable. He so needs it. Ugh.
We should probably go to break.
All right.
On that note, before we get into any more problems.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
353 DGS. You want to hear some little-known facts about a Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yes, please.
I'd love a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, it's coming out this weekend on Apple. Yeah.
I'm so in that wheelhouse. It had a budget of $76,000 from CBS and Coca-Cola to get made and a six-month time frame. There was almost an added laugh track, but Charles Schulz would not let that happen.
That's good. That would have ruined it.
For sure. I remember back in that day, it was all laugh tracks. Like, everything had a laugh track. Mm. And Charlie Brown really stood out because it didn't. Snoopy's voice is just sped up nonsense. It was a person who's going like, and they just spit it up, and that's Snoopy's voice. Such interesting choices on the voice actors and Snoopy and the adults. Like, that was pretty, like, forward-thinking. Mm-hmm. Charles Schulz hated jazz music, but thought that it still fit that special. So that's why we have that great soundtrack. Charlie Brown's head was difficult to animate because of its round shape. Snoopy was the easiest, and it killed aluminum tree sales because viewers became more interested in real trees. And they thought that was the message of the program, was that you can only really celebrate Jesus' birth with a real tree. So aluminum tree sales just went in the crapper.
Interesting.
Yeah. I also happen to know this one, and I think I've said this on the show before, but they showed it to the brass at CBS, and they hated it. And they said, we can't show this. Like, find me something
now
else.
Now it's a classic.
Now it's a classic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.